This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 2nd of May. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The U.S. presidential primaries continue with a vote in Indiana. The big question is whether Donald Trump will win enough Republican delegates for an outright win at the convention in Cleveland, especially with rivals Cruz and Kasich joining forces to try to stop the Trump train. The day after the Indiana poll, Trump's campaign manager Corey Lewandowski appears in court charged with battery involving a woman reporter. In Brussels, the European Union is expected next week to publish its spring economic forecast for EU countries and the world's other major economies. Attention is expected to focus on the analysis of potential British withdrawal from the EU. In Britain, 20,000 elderly Kenyans are taking the British government to court for alleged torture during the Mau Mau rebellion of the 1950s. On the same day, Britain holds local elections in England and Wales and parliamentary elections in Scotland. The focus will be on London, where Sadiq Khan is tipped to win and become the highest profile ethnic Asian in Britain. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, Britain's Prince Harry is in Orlando, Florida for the first Invictus Games, an Olympic-style event for injured military personnel from 15 countries. In the same week, the Olympic torch arrives in Brazil for its 95-day tour through 300 cities before the games start on August the 5th. In Asia, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will fly to Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. While in Australia, the federal budget is presented early to the House of Representatives as Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull prepares the political ground for a spring election. And finally, stay tuned next Tuesday to the crime thriller NCIS, when First Lady Michelle Obama makes her acting debut, playing the part of, well, the First Lady, of course. And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of Lookhead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 2nd of May. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. They're out to stop the Trump train in Indiana. The billionaire businessman needs only 181 more delegates to secure the Republican nomination on the first ballot at the Cleveland Convention. But opponents Cruz and Kasich have joined forces for a fight to the finish against Trump. Kasich has dropped out of the Indiana race to give Cruz a clear run, and Cruz has gone for the woman vote by announcing that Carly Fiorina would be his running mate. Trump, however, remains the bookie's favorite. But he's not being helped by having his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, dragged into court on Wednesday on assault charges. Lewandowski was caught on camera grabbing the arm of woman news reporter Michelle Fields when she tries to ask Trump a question as he makes his way through the crowded room. The economies of the EU countries come under a spotlight next week as the European Commission publishes its spring economic forecast. The big topic of the report will be the Commission judgment on the impact of possible withdrawal from the Union. Brexit will also be the main topic in Scottish parliamentary elections next Thursday. The ruling Scottish National Party, which swept the Scottish boards in the British general election, is wholeheartedly opposed to Britain leaving the EU. Thursday's vote is Scotland's chance for a pre-referendum vote on the 23 June Brexit referendum. It is local elections elsewhere in the UK on Thursday, with mayoral elections in megacity London. The vote is seen as the first big test for far-left Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn and comes less than a week after two leading Labour politicians were suspended for anti-Semitism. There will also be a big focus on the London mayoral elections, where Labour's Sadiq Khan is the first ethnic British Asian to run for the high-profile job. In recent years, the mayor's job has become viewed as a potential springboard to 10 Downing Street. In other European political news, Tuesday is the deadline in Spain for the political parties to agree a coalition or face a fresh general election, which is predicted to produce another deadlock. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has a difficult diplomatic trip to Moscow next week. Relations between the two countries are strained because of Japan's continuing demand for the return of islands occupied by Russia since the end of World War II and economic sanctions against Putin's regime. Putin is also peeved by Russia's exclusion from the G7 talks, and Japan hosts the next summit. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is preparing for an early general election by moving forward by a month the unveiling of the federal budget. Expect a vote-winning giveaway. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.